Hello, folks. If you're a Gen Z person, I mean, it doesn't have to be Gen Z. It applies to most working people as well, but especially Gen Z. This long overdue episode is for you. I just read an article from Newsweek entitled "Employers Avoid Hiring Gen Z," dated March 29th of 24. And it was such a disingenuous read that nausea and vomiting would feel good by comparison. So if you're a Gen Zer, or you know one, and are absolutely sick and tired of the hypercritical bullshit being said about Gen Z, turn a friend onto this. Or better yet, gather with friends and your favorite adult beverages around the speaker or television. As I said before, this episode is for you. Allow me to present some truth, not the endless lies and deception from the servile corporate-owned clowns. Stick around, let your hair down, and let's get into the groove. If you read the previously mentioned article, overall the situation wouldn't really seem that bad. No real crisis. It's just the annoyance that Gen Zers are entitled dumb shits, possessing little to no worth ethic, and the poor embattled business owners that simply don't know what to do, because even when offering more than fair market wages, the largest emerging segment of the employee market, the Gen Zers, simply are not able or willing to do the work. A mystery, yes, but certainly not a crisis. Really? So if it's not a crisis, dipshit, why is this mystery employment problem everywhere in the news? This situation, this narrative, which has been relentlessly parroted by Forbes, Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, and all the other corporate news media sycophants who love to suck Rupert Murdoch's scaly pecker and could not tell the truth if their life depended on it. Fortunately for you, I will. But first, I need to give you young folks a brief historical overview so you can put this into perspective. Is just what the hell's really going on. Not too awful long ago, roughly about 70 years, there was a much fairer and equitable, due solely to the powers of the unions, relationship between company owners, their management, and the employees. As far as both taxes and incomes, there was a far greater level of economic equality as compared to today. It also helped that, unlike today, we had an actual and functional federal government that actually still cared for the needs and desires of its citizens, which changed in 1980 when the U.S. government was effectively driven underground by oligarchs, re-emerging as a complete corporate lapdog. Whose only real interest is that which supports corporate interest under the banner of democracy. Working class people could actually buy and own things. No fucking credit card needed, thank you. Including their car and a home on one income. I know this because I lived during the very last days of it, and I witnessed exactly what happened that destroyed it. Workers were loyal to their companies because the companies took care of them. Living wage salaries, paid vacations, and medical coverage were common, as was always getting a Christmas ham and a Thanksgiving turkey. And when retirement came, you typically got a gold watch and a company pension in addition to your Social Security. But generally speaking, what must be absolutely remembered is that corporations did not do this out of appreciation for their employees. Although there was a relative few family-owned companies who actually did, corporate employers did so because they had to. It was part of the agreement with the Teamsters unions. When the unions were being systematically destroyed beginning in 1980, and America workers lost union representation, it was quickly the beginning of the end for the working class in America. And it has only spiraled down and gotten worse for the average American ever since. So with that in mind, I'm asking that Gen Z's unite and start with this one simple act, getting a special tattoo. I ask getting it with this statement. Never give a fuck about the company, because ultimately the company doesn't give a fuck about you. I suggest getting it in reverse and on your ass, so you'll always be able to see it in the mirror. Other than the tattoo, here's another action, not just talk, of how Gen Z could not only save themselves, but save this nation. I believe that if even on just an intuitive level, what Gen Z realizes is that there's nothing in this corporate capitalist Ponzi scheme that really represents their future needs or interest in life. Gen Z and other generational workers as well are erroneously accused of being lazy, which in the vast majority of cases is absolutely wrong. What Gen Z and other workers are absolutely sick of being are corporate team playing fucking squirrels, running here and there, endlessly being innovative for a company and corporate psychopathy that lasts behind their fucking backs and is going to screw them and get rid of them the very moment the next squirrel comes on board, who will do their job for less money. New, young, highly motivated squirrels who can't wait to be team players. And speaking of that, don't you just hate that term, team player? I remember when they introduced that psychologically manipulative bullshit phrase 30 years ago, using basic child manipulation psychology techniques. If you maximized production, busting your ass, you were being a team player. Yay! But if you weren't so gung-ho, if you were even remotely intelligent, being an adult and demonstrating the slightest semblance of dignity by not acting like a fucking squirrel, then you were not being a team player. And the manipulative pricks would actually do their best to shame you in front of the other employees at their team meetings. Yes, I remember that bullshit well. The reality that Gen Z is facing is very simple. Work as a slave with no hope of ever owning a home, with car and rent payments the rest of your life, eking out an existence which is just that, existing. And if you don't like that, fuck you. There's plenty of room for you on the streets if you choose not to cooperate with us, your corporate masters, by being an enthusiastic squirrel, a team player. The only way out of this, Gen Zers, is unionizing. And just like in the 20s and 1930s, the oligarchs, which own the federal and state governments, the corporations, military, and police, they are going to fuck with you. they may fire or threaten to fire you, which threatens you with homelessness, starve you due to insufficient wages, bust your head when you protest, and why I don't advocate protesting, and even shoot at you at any time. Because ultimately, police get their orders from the oligarchs to maintain law and order. And just in case you think I'm paranoid for saying that the police or military would potentially kill American citizens, I suggest you look up the history of Kent State University, when on May 4th, 1970, Ohio National Guardsmen shot and killed four and injured several others. Or the Colorado Ludlow Massacre of April 20th, 1914, where the National Guard killed many defenseless men, women, and children. So, if you'll forgive me for using this old analogy just one more time, why in the hell are we so up to our ass in alligators? Because this is what happens when you put a democracy on autopilot and do absolutely nothing as it was being chipped away, bit by bit by bit by bit, for at least the last 50 years, such as when we allowed the Supreme Court criminals to pass laws allowing corporations to have the same rights as people, because we won't stop being obsessed with celebrity, sports, smartphones, and video games, which is exactly the way the oligarchs, the ones who actually own and run this country, want it. Exactly. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest, wishing you peace and good things.